When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We headed to the church, y'all. We got to get down here and get this prank taken care of. We headed down there to the church. You ever see the people that do the sign language at the church?
Yes.
You ever wonder if they really getting it right, if they really following the same words, you know? So the title of this prank is, Can You Hear Me Now?
Can this you is hear what me? You have decided to do.
Yeah. We calling a lady that do the sign language. That's what we doing. We finna prank her. I don't have no.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Wow. Can you hear me now? Okay. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
I'm trying to speak to Sister Lauren, please.
Speaking.
Sister Lauren, this is Brother Davis from the church. I don't know if you know me. You might know me when you see me, but I don't know if you just know me because we don't really interact that much at the church, but I wanted to give you a call. We got a bit of a problem going on.
Okay.
Do you have a minute to talk?
Well, apparently so, huh?
All right. Now, how long have you been doing the sign? You in the ministry where you do the sign language for the church, and I noticed you up there at least two Sundays out of out of the month. You've been doing it quite a while. Am I right?
Yes, I've been doing it for over 10 years, but I'm a little bit confused as to why they're calling about this. I'm just a little bit confused. I don't know who you are. You say that if I see your face, I may know you, but what does this have to do with anything of how long okay. I've been doing sign language? I know
okay,
sign language.
So,
I've been doing it for years, so how may I help you with this? Do you want to learn sign language?
No, I'm not trying to learn. Any sign language. Do you know Miss, everybody call her Miss Myrtle. Do you know Miss Myrtle?
Yeah, I sure do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Miss Myrtle, that's one of my aunties right there. Miss Myrtle is.
Okay.
All right.
And she gave you my number to call me. What do you need from me? Did she give you my number?
No, that's what I'm getting at. So, you know, my aunt is deaf. You know, she's hearing impaired. You know that, right?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's a problem. Ain't Myrtle is telling us that you're not doing the sign language right during the service, and like you missing some things in the scripture or something.
No, that's incorrect. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I know what I'm doing. So she told you to call me to tell me that I'm not doing the sign language correctly. That's a little funny.
Let me say this to you. I don't want us to get off on the wrong foot. Let me just say this to you. Once my murder told us what was going on, you know, we then went to one of the deacons and asked him, you know, is there a way we can have a meeting, you know, with Sister Lauren so we can try to get this taken care of and talk about it. He said, okay. Well, won't you just call and y'all can just work it out. And that's how I'm calling you now. I don't know if you're at work or whatever. I apologize, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Now, let me go and say this. If my Aunt Myrtle say that you ain't signing right, then my auntie ain't lying. That mean your, excuse me, that mean you ain't signing right.
Really? So the pastor couldn't come to me, but you figured you would just call me and tell me that your auntie says I'm doing it incorrectly. That doesn't make sense to me. How did she tell you that? Did she sign it to you?
She sign language to her daughter. My, listen, you ain't got to worry about who she's signing to. What you need to worry about is getting your stuff together, all right, and learning how to do this the correct way so that my auntie can get, you know, my auntie needs to be getting the word like everybody else getting the word, but she not getting it because the word's getting lost in your hands.
All I'm hearing is your voice is getting very loud and you need to match my tone, young man. Okay, let's just start with that.
What you mean, match your tone, young man?
Yes.
What is that?
Match my tone, because you're getting very loud, and I can't hear through all of that, all right?
Okay,
I'm going to say this. The situation. You called my phone, correct? You have a problem that you're discussing with me, but you're getting more angry than anything else. How am I going to resolve this problem? I am trying to be as cordial.
The way you resolve this problem is carry your ass back to science school so you can learn what you need to, so my auntie can get the word. My auntie can't get the gospel because you're messing it up.
God anointed me to do sign language at that church, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I will continue to do so. So don't call my phone telling me that I'm not doing something right. You know what?
But do God know that you're not doing it right? Do God know that? Does God know that my Aunt Myrtle not getting the word because of you?
Lord's name, young man, Jesus, please give me the strength to continue on with this conversation. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to be right back. Little mother, let me tell you something. Don't you ever call my mother freaking phone telling me I ain't doing something. Man, if I see you in the street, this cane I have is going to go upside your head. Did I make myself clear?
I cannot believe you talking to me like this.
Oh, now you want to be calm. Now you're calm. Now you match my tone. I've engaged you.
I can't believe you just got through talking to me like that.
Are we done here?
So you think it's cool for you to tell the Lord, I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord. I needed
human.
A moment.
I'm human, right? We've been on this phone this long. You've been all screaming at me. I told you to match my tone. Match my tone.
I am matching your tone.
No.
Can I give you something else in this tone? Do you mind if I say something in this tone?
You're going to hear a click and a die real quick. Go ahead. See what you have to say.
I just want to tell you in this tone that your friend, Vonda Taylor, got me to prank phone call you. I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show in your tone.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You have me on the break. Vonda? Vonda Taylor. Vonda Taylor. Tommy, you better not put this on the radio. You better not put this on the radio. Vonda, I'm going to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Radio. I'm not playing any games, Tommy. I think it's funny, but this is my job here.
Listen, everything is fine.
Are you having me going there? I had to tell Jesus, give me a minute, because you was about to bring my pressure up. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to hear this, but I will be calling Bonda because I have some words for her. Oh, Lord, Father, please forgive me.
You got to do this for me in my tone. Tell me in your tone, what is the baddest radio show in the land in your tone?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. In my tone.
Now, that's how you do it. That's how you start. That's what people want Monday morning. They want stupid like that.
Oh, sure.
Break the sign language later.
Prank yeah, happy birthday to me.
Lady. Happy birthday, Shirley. That's how you do it right there.
Thank you, nephew.
Who else? Wow. Who should I prank at the church? We got the sign language lady. She out the way. Passed. I done.
Call who passed. She dating. Prank who she dating.
Who? He said at the church.
At the church.
He said at the church.
Oh, he so does. He don't go to church? This ain't gonna last.
Talking or not talking.
Yeah. See, that's how you get information. You just throw out stuff. Oh, so he don't go to church, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. No comment from me.
Right, surely. Yes.
You know I won't be able to lie.
I lie for you. What you want me to say?
I done pranked the praise dancers. I done pranked the musicians. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I pranked the parking
Shirley,
lot.
This is how you do it. Excuse me, Tommy. Shirley, this is how you do it. Okay. This is how you lie about who you dating. Carla asked me a series of questions.
Where'd you meet your new friend?
Yesterday.
You met her yesterday?
Yeah.
Where?
At the grocery store.
At the grocery store?
That's a lie. You know I don't go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So where? What section in the grocery store?
Uh-huh. Meat. I had just come out the produce section.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.